This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. If you're living on the edge of poverty, a car may not seem like the best financial choice. You're paying for insurance, gas, maintenance, tickets. But as we heard earlier, not having a car can also be a financial burden. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
Vanessa Pacheco can't take a San Diego bus the 4 miles to her job.
I am a single mother. I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm a manager in food service.
She works at a smoothie joint.
I work really early in the morning.
Smoothies are a popular breakfast in sunny, health-conscious San Diego, and Pacheco has to be at work at 5 a.m. to open the store. But the bus doesn't start running until almost 6. And right now, Vanessa Pacheco doesn't have a car.
I got in a car accident. Now there's a cat in the middle of the road, and as soon as I got there, I realized the kids were in the car, and they were going to freak out that I killed a cat, and I guess I thought I could swerve. And
Pacheco didn't swerve fast enough, hit 2 cars, and totaled hers. Nobody was injured, good thing, because she doesn't have health insurance. But Pacheco did have car insurance, just liability to save money.
If I would have had full coverage, I could have at least got $1,000, and that could have been a nice payment on the car, but... You know, it's the things they don't tell you when you sign up for insurance.
Especially if we're thinking about getting cars, we got to think about insurance. Yeah. How much do you guys think insurance runs these days?
Veronica Villarreal helps teach a financial literacy class to parents who, just like Vanessa Pacheco, find themselves without reliable transportation. The United Way is working with Villarreal's agency to launch a national program called Ways to Work in San Diego. It helps working-class parents with bad credit get car loans at low interest rates. Villarreal shares budgeting tips and passes out information about state programs that give poor residents money for car repairs.
You're able to go to the Bureau of Automotive Repair, and they will help you to have those repairs fixed so that your car can pass the smog.
Something as small as not passing a smog check can have a domino effect. You can't register your vehicle. You get tickets. If the tickets go unpaid, your car can be towed. A student I met in this financial literacy class knows something about trying to get a car out of impound.
You basically just left your car because it was too expensive.
I couldn't pay for it, and I'm pretty sure it's racking up some money somewhere.
When you're poor, like Annabelle Kinata, and your car gets towed, the choice is pay for that or pay your rent.
Those are really tough decisions.
Shana Gross is a vice president with San Diego's United Way. She recognizes that if you're living on the edge of poverty, owning a car can be a huge financial responsibility. But after spending months interviewing poor and working class people, she's convinced a car does more good than harm to their bottom line. And Gross says the Ways to Work program stresses financial literacy. That's why it's successful.
41% of their clients have increased their take-home pay. 82% of the participants were able to move off of public benefits, public welfare programs.
But she says it was her interviews with the newly homeless at a safe parking lot run by a local nonprofit called Dreams for Change that made her understand just how essential a car can be.
That's all we have. There is no one who's going to say, I'll give you a ride, I'll take your kids to school, I'll take you, I'll pick you up and take you. There is no support. So I need my car.
Yolanda Cortez is a single mom. She has 2 sons. She was laid off from her office assistant job with the San Diego School District more than a year ago. But she paid off her car when times were good. Now she uses it to get to and from cosmetology school. Cortez is confident she'll find a job after graduation.
And I can't wait. I want the best for my kids. Hopefully with this experience I create some very, very well-trained young men. They'll have a legend and a story to tell.
Tonight, her 11 and 8-year-old son will go to sleep in the front seats of her Acura, and Yolanda will curl up in the back in that safe parking lot in southeast San Diego. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.
Sometimes they want to be there with me too in the back, and what do you do about that? When they just want to be right next to mommy.